news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Judiciary Committee held its first hearing Monday on the Mueller report, unfortunately without former special counsel Robert Mueller. Instead, the star witness was former White House counsel under Richard Nixon, John Dean, whose 1973 testimony ultimately led to the resignation of the president. Dean compared Trump's behavior to Nixon's and also said the report gave Congress a roadmap to impeachment.
The last time I appeared before your committee was July 11, 1974, during the impeachment inquiry of Richard Nixon. Clearly, I'm not here today as a fact witness. I accepted the invitation to come here today because I hope I can give a little historical perspective on the Mueller report. In many ways, the Mueller report is to President Trump what the so-called Watergate roadmap, officially titled the Grand Jury Report and Recommendation Concerning Transmission of Evidence to the House of Representatives, was to President Richard Nixon. Stated a little differently, Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
None of the cable news channels carried the hearing live, and most coverage of it was preempted by the news of a helicopter's hard landing on a midtown Manhattan building that started a fire. Republicans on the committee opted to smear the witnesses and make a mockery out of the hearing instead of asking any serious questions. For example, here's Florida's embarrassment of a Congressman Matt Gaetz trying to get the best of Dean and failing miserably.
You're here to provide historical context.
Exactly.
And throughout history, you accuse presidents of acting like Richard Nixon and you make money off of it, right?
Not all presidents, no.
No, but a few more.
Those who do act like him, I pointed out.
Let me ask you this question. How do Democrats plan to pay for Medicare for all?
I'm sorry?
I figured if we were going to ask you about stuff you don't know about, we'd start with the big stuff. So do you know how they plan to pay for Medicare for all?
Who? The Democrats or which candidate or... Can you be more specific?
When asked for his response to John Dean's testimony, Donald Trump drew on his massive vocabulary and his best words to proclaim the former White House counsel a, quote, loser.
John Dean's been a loser for many years, so I've been watching him on one of the networks that is not exactly Trump-oriented, and I guess they paid him a lot of money over the years. Now, John's been a loser for a long time.
In addition to John Dean, witnesses included two of the 1,000-plus former federal prosecutors who signed a letter saying Trump would face criminal obstruction charges if he were not president. One of them was Joyce White Vance, who served as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama from 2009 to 2017.
Based on my years of experience as a prosecutor, if I was assessing that evidence as to a person other than a sitting president who's covered by the OLC memo, the facts contained in that report would be sufficient to prove all of the elements necessary to charge multiple counts of obstruction of justice. The evidence is not equivocal, nor is the charging decision a close call, and I would be willing to personally indict the case and to try the case. I would have confidence that the evidence would be sufficient to obtain a guilty verdict and to win on appeal.
Meanwhile, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said he struck a deal with the Justice Department and Attorney General William Barr that would allow lawmakers to view underlying documents from Mueller's nearly two-year investigation. That will head off, for now, a vote in the House on holding Barr in contempt of Congress. The Supreme Court is closing in on the end of its session at the end of the month, with a number of high-profile cases still to be decided. On Monday, the court rejected a challenge to federal regulations of gun silencers, this just days after a gunman used one in a shooting rampage that killed 12 people in Virginia. Donald Trump's threatened new 5% tariff on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico never kicked in on Monday because Trump says Mexico agreed to his extortion demands. Fact checkers say not so fast. NBC's Kristen Welker reports.
The president declaring victory, saying his tariff threat convinced Mexico to speed up its deployment of 6,000 Mexican National Guard troops to the Guatemalan border, stopping migrants headed to the U.S., and to expand its efforts to hold migrants in Mexico while they're seeking asylum. But left unexplained, the president's mysterious tweet that he has another fully signed and documented deal with Mexico. But Mexican officials today said there is no secret deal.
Why are the Mexicans denying it then?
I don't think they'll be denying it very long. It's all done.
Tonight, we asked the vice president,
So who's right here?
The agreement that we reached with Mexico was truly historic.
Are there more details that are about to be revealed?
There are backstops in this agreement, Kristen. If in 90 days, if we're not achieving the objective of truly reducing the enormous flow of illegal immigrants across our border, that we have every confidence that we're going to be able to move forward with additional agreements with Mexico.
But Democrats say the tariff showdown is a crisis of the president's own making, and Mexico's concessions had already been under discussion.
So he creates a crisis and then acts like he goes on to solve it, which is not how you should govern.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.